Mostly I read nonfiction because it's like required for what I do. But I like a lot of writers that, I don't know, I suspect I'm going to say their names and not a lot of hands going to be raised. Although, I'm hoping, like with the first one, Joe Lansdale, there'll be, okay, some, but not enough. He's a wonderful writer. Chet Williamson? No, right? James Colbert? Okay, fine. I like Alice Hoffman. I'm crazy about Martha Grimes. I like Jonathan Kellerman's stuff. Let's see. Well, God help me, I even like Kiki Freeman's stuff, you know? But I like Paul Kane very much. Not James M. Kane, Paul Kane. I like the hell out of it. I don't like Jim Thompson. I'm crazy about David Goodis, Harry Whittington. But you notice you're not like all leaping with recognition spinning in your eyes. Sorry. I mean, that's the same limitations that I'm always talking about with movies. People know, I've seen people go into bookstores and ask what's on the bestseller list, like they were in a butcher shop and saying, what's good today? But somebody else is making up their mind for them. And if I had my wish, it would be, you know, you were talking about blues. Well, in blues clubs, and I don't mean, you know, house of blues. You know, I mean bars. If you feel up to it some Tuesday night, you can get up there on a stage. And you can play for as long as the audience will let you. And some great, great musicians started that way. There's no way to do that with writing, and there should be. If it was up to me, everybody who wanted to write a book would get 1,000 words that they could excerpt from the book that they wrote. Stick it up on some giant website, sort it by genre if that's what you want, and let you go sample it. See? And then if you found what you liked, go with it instead of having someone tell you what they like, which is all book reviewing is. And book reviewing is useless. It's absolutely useless as a barometer. I've written books where one reviewer says, I'm the new Dickens, and another reviewer, same day, different paper, says I'm the king of vigilante slasher porn. So it depends on which one you read, right? And that's just plain silly.